This is an audio article created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust, who are based in Southampton. It has been created as part of the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project and been made possible thanks to funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. The Forgotten Wrecks project is being run by the Maritime Archaeology Trust. Between 2014 and 2018, the project aims to research the stories behind the 700 or so vessels that were wrecked off the south coast of England during the First World War. A separate 7-minute article, available via the Talking News Federation and the Maritime Archaeology Trust, provides background information about the project. This article is about the SSZ-15, an airship lost in the English Channel. The forgotten wrecks are not all ships and boats. Airships and aircraft of various types were essential to the anti-submarine effort of the First World War. Airships offered a range of advantages over aircraft, including increased flight time, the ability to fly in low cloud and fog, and the option to hover slowly to search below. Visibility from an airship was excellent. They could fly both high and low, and there were no wings to obscure the view. If an engine should fail, they could remain airborne while the problem was addressed. Disadvantages included a slow speed, 40 to 55 miles per hour, vulnerability to enemy aircraft, the need for light winds, plus significant infrastructure requirements at base, including hydrogen and hangars. The SSZ-15 was a submarine Scout Zero class non-rigid airship. It had a boat-shaped car made of an ash frame covered in plywood. This was slung beneath a large bullet-shaped hydrogen-filled balloon or envelope of nearly 2,000 cubic metres, or 70,000 cubic feet capacity. The envelope, typically made from layers of cotton fabric proofed with rubber, was approximately 44 metres, or 143 feet long, with a diameter of 9 metres, 30 feet. The SSZ airships had a crew of three. The pilot sat in the middle, and the engineer sat behind him. At the front of the car, the wireless operator manned a machine gun. 77 airships of this type were built to carry out coastal patrols from stations along the south coast. On the morning of the 13th of April 1918, the SSZ-15 set out from Bridport in Dorset. The pilot, Lieutenant G.R.J. Parkinson, was accompanied by air mechanics R.T. James, an engineer, and V.H. Hudson, a wireless operator. At approximately 9:45 p.m., after the airship had been in the air for almost 15 hours, the SSZ-15 was seen landing on the sea 2 miles south of Exmouth, probably as a result of engine failure. Rescue boats were sent out, but on arriving at the airship, the crew were nowhere to be found. They were officially reported as missing, presumed drowned. The Zero Control car was designed to float on water, and the crew were equipped with life jackets. However, historic records show that other airships were recalled that evening due to rising winds and decreasing visibility, so it is possible that poor weather contributed to the crew's loss. Parkinson's body later washed up at Exmouth, and James's body was found at Berryhead, near Brixham. Hudson was never found. The SSZ-15 was listed as lost at sea, so we can presume that it sank, but its remains have not been found to date. The Forgotten Wrecks project has created a community on the lives of the First World War digital memorial for SSZ-15. It comprises a page for each of the three men who were tragically lost with the airship. It is hoped that somebody out there might have links with these individuals and may be able to shed more light on the story. Please contact us if you can help. The Maritime Archaeology Trust is indebted to Brian Turpin, airship historian, for generously sharing his extensive knowledge on airships. The SSZ-15 is one of the stories featured in the Forgotten Wrecks temporary exhibition in Devon. You've been listening to one of a series of audio articles created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust as part of their Heritage Lottery-funded Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project. Future articles will cover more of the wrecks and sites that are being researched and investigated through the project. We'd love to get your feedback on these articles and suggestions for what you'd like to hear about in the future. And, of course, if you'd like to get involved as a project volunteer. Perhaps you'd like to write or record one of the future audio articles. Please contact us via the project website at www.forgottenwrecks.org or via telephone on 02380 237300. Your reader for this article has been Finola Fitzpatrick. That brings us to the end of this audio article. Thank you for listening and goodbye.